AP News for this Saturday, October 28th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Former Vice President Mike Pence drops out of the presidential race. But first, the latest from Lewiston, Maine, where authorities have revealed more about the mass-killing suspect's mental health issues.
It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soscheck says 40-year-old Robert Card was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside a box trailer at a recycling center. He says the bowling alley and bar were targeted Wednesday night and reveals Card's mental status.
The individual felt like people were talking about him. It may even appear that there were some voices in play here.
But he says state officials were not notified of any mental health treatment that would have triggered the state's yellow flag law to take away his guns. In Lewiston, residents are glad that the fear is lifted and they can grieve, but this resident would have liked to see a prosecution.
He should have paid for what he did to these innocent people.
18 people were killed at the two shooting sites. In Nevada, at a political Jewish forum.
It's become clear to me. This is not my time.
Former Vice President Mike Pence drops out of the presidential race, having struggled with fundraising and support. In Israel, defense forces are pounding targets in Gaza, our Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but it's a difficult achievement as Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas.
Insiders say there's a deal between striking United Auto Workers and Jeep maker Stellantis, which could end their six-week-old strike. This is AP News. Religion at the U.S. Capitol.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Applause rang through the House of Representatives this week as Republicans, after weeks of infighting, elected Mike Johnson as the new Speaker of the House.
So what is our creed? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, not born equal, created equal.
Evangelical Christian conservatives have long had allies in top Republican leadership in Congress, but never before have they had one so thoroughly embedded in their movement as the new House Speaker.
No one has major issues with him yet.
Farnoosh Amiri reports on Congress for the Associated Press.
He has extremely conservative views on many topics that impact Americans every day and that have been shown to be topics that Republicans have lost in. And those include his stance on abortion.
Johnson's greatest challenge may be bringing together a GOP that's deeply divided. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.